Thank you, Lord. Bless the good name of God for that good song.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to look in Matthew 1. I'm glad to be here. Thank God for Brother Frank Pat and his family. And dear brother in Christ, doing the will of God, preaching the gospel to prisoners. And bless the Lord for that. Appreciate God letting us to help him. And I appreciate his family. Amen. I'm looking in the book of Matthew chapter 1. And a verse that's familiar with your hearing. This is what it's led to. And I don't have time to read all this chapter. But it is the genealogy. Jesus Christ start with Abraham. Which tends for me to lead to think that this is a Jewish line here. Of course, all of it is. We go back in this here. Matt started with Abraham. Luke started with Adam. And so we do know and believe that Matthew is Jewish flavored to the fact of the Gospels. And all of them's God's writing. And I'm not going to try to mix it. To the place that, dear neighbor, this morning, it's God's children. And God's children are not Jew or Gentile, male or female, bond or free, far as everybody's the same. Amen. There's no difference in the Jew and the Greek this morning. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And there's no difference this morning between the Jews and the Greeks. And I think what happened was their religion, the Jewish religion, the Judaism, had caused them to look more to their religion than Christ. You got to remember when Matthew was given 400 years between Malachi and Matthew, and you put that in your mind that there was a great many years here before there was a prophetic voice. And then we find here in the writing of Matthew in chapter 1, verse number 16, Jacob had begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. That word Christ means the sent one or the Messiah. Amen. No, the Bible said here, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon into Christ are 14 generations. And so here in verse 18, he said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. This is the manner of it, that he's given here in the text this morning. And he said this, he said that when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, it was an espousal period there, and they did look at them in that espousal period as husband and wife. They just had not come together yet, but this was arranged. Amen. And Mary being a young woman and Joseph being an older man, it surely shows me that God don't have to ask anybody how to do things. Amen. He knows what to do, and that's who God's will was for them to be together. And this and sometimes it looked like, and I'm not, amen, so cultural sharp on these things, but it looks like it could have been a year, maybe, I don't know, but they never were together as far as being alone, amen, until after the marriage. In fact, they took a little time, and this is what I read this morning, so this is not in the Bible as far as my study, but after they were married, they got to be alone for just a little span, maybe 8 to 10 minutes, and then they come back. But brethren, listen, this thing was done different in that day than what we do today, even though the ceremony is in the same mold. Amen. It's different in the culture and how they done things and how they brought that thing together. Amen. And it was God's will for Mary. Amen. Highly favored of women. It was just God favoring her. And she was a virgin. And you got to think about this. There's 400 years. Here's a man. And God is that's going to have him and his wife's been, amen, thank God it's his wife, and now they come together, and she's with a child, and we know that this son, that child, amen, was put there by the Spirit of God, the Holy One of God, and you got to think about this now, amen, Joseph finds this thing out, that his wife, amen, before he's ever been with her, is with a child, and brethren, listen, he said here, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen. Listen, I don't know how much they knew about the Holy Ghost. Even they were taught about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen, he did not, my friend, this morning know. Amen. He had some, no doubt he followed these things the Bible said. The Bible said in verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man. He was a just man. That means he was a saved man. Amen. And brethren, he listened. Thank God he was God's man. Thank God for what God used him for and what God wanted him. Amen. Listen, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. That's what he said. I'll put her away. I don't want her to be a public example for them to say, look here, Joseph's marrying a woman. Amen. That's with a child. She's an adulterer. But she was not. She was with the child. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost of God, friend. And it was an act of God. Amen. Thank God to put them together. Amen. Listen. Verse 20. But while he thought on these things. Amen. Buddy, he got to thinking about it. How can these things be? How can it? My wife be expecting with a child. And she knows I don't know her. I've not been with her. Amen. Listen, the thoughts had to be. She's been with another man. But God cleared her up, buddy. And let him know, thank God it wasn't like that. Amen. Notice what he said, thank God. And the angel of the Lord, the angel's a messenger, appeared unto him in a dream. Amen. Amen. Listen. Thank God he spoke by dreams. Amen. That's right, brethren. You say, do you believe in dreams? Well, I'm not going to go there, but I will say this. I'm not going to disclude every dream. I'm not going to put it under inspiration. But I will say this. There are times God does speak out of my heart through things that I see and hear, and even in dreams. Now, I know dreams can be dreams and all these things, but in this day, brother, God used it and God did speak through dreams. Amen. Jesus had not come into the world as man at that time. And brethren, listen, all we had was an Old Testament. Ain't had no New Testament. Amen. They had the Old Testament, and God spoke through dreams in them times. Amen. Prophets. Amen. That's why Hebrews said it ain't through that no more. It's through my son. Amen. Everything's on him, by him, for him. And that's what the Hebrew writer said. But right here, brethren, he spoke to a dream. And the angel came to him and said unto Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. I believe I'm just saying this as, but listen, even though he got a clear message, it still had to be in his mind. I'm just speaking in a natural way. It just still had to be in his mind. Like old Nicodemus said, how can these things be? Amen. That's right. How can it be, brother? Amen. Listen, God's done it. Amen. He already said all things are possible with him. Amen. This is what he said in a dream. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. She sung about. Amen. For he shall save his people from their sins. And now all this was done, the Bible said, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Impossible, but not. Amen. There's no possible way, friend, in the natural man, in the eyes of man, that there could ever be a woman having a child without knowing a man. Amen. But brethren, the Holy Spirit, amen, put, thank God, the seed in her. Amen. He's conceived in the womb of this virgin woman through the Holy Ghost. How? I can't explain it all. Amen. I can't tell you, brother. Listen, as the old brother said, I can't explain, thank God, how a brown cow can give white milk, but I like to drink it. Amen. And brother, I can't explain how these things can be except by God himself. God became man. And listen, that was the will of God. Listen, it was the will of God for God to become flesh. Amen. Become man. It's the will of God this morning. Amen. For him to be who he came in to be. Amen. He did use a human vessel. He used the Mother Mary. Thank God there's no holiness in her but in Christ. I'm not getting off on that. Thank God for he favored her and blessed her and used her. And she was the earthly mother, amen, of Jesus. And she is, brother, listen, she was with him. And she was a good mother and she went with him wherever. Amen. Thank God from the birth to the cross. Amen. You find her. I'm telling you, even in Acts chapter 1, she's in the upper room praying at them women and them men. Amen. And so, brethren, I'm saying, thank God she even said in the marriage of Cana, what Sarah he saith unto you, do it. Amen. Listen to him. Amen. That's right, I say. Thank God, listen to him. He's got the word this morning. And the word will help you if you listen to him. Ain't nobody got a word like he's got a word. And brethren, you might as well go ahead and listen to him. Thank God he's worthy this morning. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen to God. Notice this, and behold, he said again, a virgin shall be with child. That's prophesied, friend, is already prophesied. Amen, always prophesied. Whatever he said will come. Whatever he said is going to come to pass. Amen. Listen, it don't matter about the scoffers and the mockers and the religionists. Whatever he said is going to come. Brethren, I believe this book this morning. If I didn't, I wouldn't preach out of it. But I believe this book this morning. I believe every jot, every tittle, everything is inspired of God Almighty. Amen. I'm talking about this book. I ain't talking about them others. Amen. I'm talking about this book. And brother, the message is perfect. The interpretation is perfect. The word is perfect. Everything he says perfect because he's perfect. Amen. That's right. A man that denies the book, what's he going to take? How do you know anything about God? Amen. Right here. Right. Amen. I know it in creation. I know it through the Holy Ghost. There was a time they didn't have a Bible, but they had a voice. That's right. They had a voice. Why do you think Samuel come along? Amen. When there was, Eli was apostatized. Amen. Hannah got down there down at the temple and prayed. And God gave her a son named Samuel. And he was what raised up to be a prophet and priest. And used of God, friend, in a dark day. He's always had a voice. Amen. Listen, there might be some things. Hey, God, we don't have recorded, but he gave us what he wanted us to know. Hey, this ain't all God knows, but this is what he gave us to know. And what God uses today, friend. And I'm just saying, brother, this is the truth. Thank God it happened, amen. Amen. That's right. I don't have to be there for it to happen. Yes, sir. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I wasn't there neither at Calvary, but I was. Yeah. Amen. He died for me there. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. You say, how do you say that? I know it because I experienced it. Yes, sir. That's right. Through the salvation of God, what the sin burden laid on me. Amen. The sin that he died for, thank God, was taken away. Amen. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Looky here. All the virgins shall be with child. Bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. What's that mean, preacher? Which being interpreted is. This is interpretation. God with us. I don't see how you can ever deny deity. You cannot deny deity. He is God in flesh, God incarnate. He's God, friend. Amen. He's all God and all man. Amen. Listen, can I say this? He's all perfect God and all perfect man. Amen. There was no blemish in him. There's no sin in him. There was no guile found in his mouth. Amen. Everything he done was perfect. He still does everything perfect. There's never been anything he didn't do perfect. Everything he does is perfect. Amen. You can't deny it. You cannot deny he's God. Amen. And I'm talking about God in flesh. Amen. That's why the Gnostics and all these people say he's a spirit. Yeah, God is a spirit, but Jesus became man in flesh. That's right. He's perfect God in flesh. God in flesh. The God-man is what we say. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. After that dream, after that revelation of God in that dream about, amen, that the Holy Ghost has put this, amen, the seed in her and the Son of God's in her. Amen, they'll call his name Jesus. Amen, what a great name. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then he said he knew her not. Notice that he knew her not till She had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He called, verse 21 says, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. The name Jesus means Savior. It's the same Old Testament name as Joshua, which means Jehovah saved. Listen, friend, he was in the beginning with God, and he was God, and he always will be God. Amen. He sits on the throne this morning, amen, having accomplished what he came for. I said he came to be man, and he did, but he didn't only become to be man, he became to die for man, that man could be forgiven of sin, that men could have cleansing. Brother, this thing ain't that hard. It's really not. We've complicated the gospel. We've complicated the truth. Amen. Listen, this is where salvation is. It's in Jesus. Amen. It's not in a religion, not in a form. Amen. Not in a plan. It's in the man. Everything points to him, by him, through him, and for him. And if any sinner gets saved, he'll come. Thank God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only way this morning. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. No other name, thank God. That's the holy name of God. It ain't in me, brother. It's in him. It's all him. Thank God, salvation is a work of the grace of God, not me, it's him. His name Jesus this morning. And there's nobody like him this morning. Amen. Thanks be unto God. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Do you know him this morning? Is he yours this morning? Have you saved this morning? He's come to save sinners. Amen. Thank God. Bless the Lord. Call his name Jesus. He shall. Brother, he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. He died for sin. It ain't that hard. It ain't that hard. I mean, it ain't, brother. It ain't hard, brother. Ain't God's salvation simple? A salvation's one way. It ain't that hard this morning, amen. Glory to God. It ain't that hard. You don't have to do anything but repent and believe. Salvation's made so hard today. Oh, it's so easy to thank God. A young child can believe with a humble heart. And you're going to have to become a child to be saved. Thank God, you can't get saved unless you humble yourself as a child. Amen. Salvation is the humility of the heart. The broken heart. That's where it's at. Brother, this thing's been complicated. Brother, they've wrote all kind of books on this. You don't need a book to find out. Thank God, it's through Jesus. Amen. If the book's here, I'm not picking on that. I believe books. I mean, far as reading, Paul had books. But he said, especially the parchments, send me the scriptures. Send me what, thank God, it says about him. Send me the inspired word. Send me what it says. It's not in me, it's in the word. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. Cometh. It cometh. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Faith is a gift. It just comes in your ears and gets in your heart, brother. That's why God chose preaching. That's why it pleased him by preaching. It's the gift of God. It's a gift. Faith is a gift. It's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Amen. I told them fellas today, Brother Hobson mentioned the rich ruler. It wasn't the thou shalt not sick that why he didn't get. He said, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. He told his ruler, he told the ruler that. He said, you, these things, he said, I've observed from my youth. Jesus never said, no, you hadn't. Jesus said, you lack one thing. He said, go sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me. The issue was with his sin, of my friend, of unbelief. It ain't what he did, it's what he wouldn't do. And what he couldn't do without the grace of God. Amen. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. Jesus is the best name. He said he given him a name that's above every name. Highly named. He said thou have given him names above every name. At the name of Jesus. Boy, I'm telling you, thank God he's Savior. Amen. That word Jesus means Savior. It means he come to save. That's what he came for. But he couldn't save nobody unless he died and rose again. A dead God can't justify a dead people. He rose again for our justification. He went back to the throne. Amen. Went back and sat down beside the Father. Amen. And had prints in his hand and blood on the mercy seat. Thank God to save every sinner that'll come by faith. Amen. Amen. Shall save his people. Shall save his people from their sin. Who is that preacher? Thank God, the believer. Amen. The believer. Brother, I'm telling you, there ain't no unbeliever will inherit the kingdom. Be believers. Amen. You would never believe unless you had heard. You had to hear before you, thank God, believed and called. It takes the grace of God. It takes him. And brethren, he said here, amen, this was might fulfill, oh yeah, fulfilled by the Lord by the prophet, brother. The prophet was the he was a proclaimer of, thank God, what was going to come. Amen. Listen, he got a right to, son. Read Isaiah. He speaks about it. And brother, he wasn't a false prophet. He was a true prophet. Amen. There's a lot of false ones. But brother, if a man prophesies something and it don't happen, he's a false prophet. Amen. Yes, brother, I'm telling you this morning, thank God, this is a true prophecy. Yes, amen. What did he say over there in the book of Peter? Boys, I'm telling you, talk about prophecies and the proclamations and him. Amen. And then he went just a prediction. Thank God it was a word from the Lord. He said, this is going to happen. He said, for this, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation.
Right.
Buddy, listen to me. Everybody is saved by the grace of God, has the same Holy Ghost and the truth of God, brother, in them. And that prophetic word, that word of interpretation comes through God. And brethren, listen, ain't no man got the monopoly on it. That's why the Catholics killed Wycliffe and Tyndale. They didn't want a man to have the Bible so they could read it for themselves. I'll tell you this morning, I'll tell you again, don't believe everything I say. Let the Holy Ghost teach it and read it yourself. He said in verse number 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. No man sat down, Brother Frank, to write this book and wrote down what, amen, listen, he wanted to write. He was under complete inspiration. He was a God-breathed book. That he was a pencil in the hand of God. Everything that was put here, Brother Danny, thank God. Oh, yeah. It was inspired of the Holy God of heaven. It wasn't the will of man. It was the will of God, brother. Thank God. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't read it. Have mercy on a bunch of people wanting to change the Bible. Somebody asked me, did I believe this Bible was perfect? I said, if I didn't, I'd find one that was. They said, isn't that a translation? I said, yes, it is. But don't you think in preservation God looked after it? I believe in inspiration. I believe in preservation too. He said it's been tried. It's been tried. 7 times over there. Psalm 12 said 7 times. That's the completion, brother. Amen. That's right. Amen. Buddy, Jesus is the name. He said, thou, Joseph, you'll call his name Jesus. Amen. The same angel said, you told Zacharias, call his name John. Buddy, he got struck dumb in the temple. He come out, brother, and listen. Ain't God, when his tongue was loose, he put down, he said, John's his name. Amen. He wrote it down, brother. Amen. He wrote it down. He said, we ain't got nobody in our family ever named that. It wasn't him a name, it was God that was naming him. He was a forerunner of Christ, and he knew the Lamb was coming. Friend, he said, I ain't even worthy to unloose his shoes. Amen. Glory to God, that means I ain't even good enough to be his servant. Slaves got down and unloosed their master's shoes. Washed their feet. Listen. Here he said this. And he said, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That word move there means that he breathed on them. Amen. He dictated every bit of it.
Every bit.
Every bit. So he used personalities. He used men in the Bible. But he dictated everything to write down. He put his approval on it. He sealed it. Thank God with the power of God. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God. I'm telling you, I ain't worshiping a myth. I'm worshiping a true God. ain't got no fake religion. God have mercy, I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I thought about that name Jesus. It's the most precious name to a believer. I don't know of any name more precious. And I want to say this. This ain't adding. This is who he is. He's the Lord Jesus. He's the master. He's the one that's in authority. Amen. Brother, listen. When a man gets saved, he bows to the Lord Jesus Christ. The jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Listen, that's who he is. You can't strip him of his title. They stripped him of his robe, but you can't strip him of who he is. Amen. He hung in shame on a cross, but you can't take away from who he is. He became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made of the righteousness of God in him. He became sin. He was punished for sin. Brother, he died for sin. He gave himself for sin. The Father bruised him for sin. He was a sacrifice. Amen. And punished for our sin, brother. Amen. My buddy, listen, unto God, he ain't going to judge us of sin in the future. If he did, we would still be sinners. I know and understand it in the flesh, I'm a sinner, but God don't see me as a sinner. If he did, he would see me condemned. If he seen me as a sinner, he'd say his son's death and resurrection wasn't enough. It is enough. He's my representative. Everything's in him. If he don't see me by him and through him, he ain't seeing me saved. Amen. And no man we go out and just... Brother, listen, he changes the way it is. He not only makes a difference, he is the difference. He ain't trying to do it, he does do it. He presents you without sin before God because he died for it. If he didn't, brother, you'd still be condemned. Listen, you say, "Brother, I'm going to give you a verse here. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." That's where it's at. We live from that. We live from that. We live from that new life of Christ. It's in spirit life. It's spirit life, Keith. It ain't flesh life. It's spirit life. Even though, thank God, we have a fleshly body, it's still spirit life. Any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. He's got to have the spirit of Christ. And the spirit of Christ will be manifest in the believer. It's no way you can produce it. As something Christ does, it's God that worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. You say, "What's the spirit of Christ?" It's the spirit of love. You love your brother. He that hates his brother abideth in death. That ain't the spirit of Jesus. The spirit of holiness. He's holy. Amen. What did he say? He chose to make us holy. That's it, brother. He said God had not called you to uncleanness, but unto holiness. He called you to holiness, called me to holiness. Amen. That's the life of God, son. God's holy. He's holy, friend. Amen. He's holy. You say, "What's holiness?" It's the purity and sacredness of a man's heart toward God. It manifests that way. Amen. That's right. Thank God. People say, "Are you holy?" I say, "Well, the God in me is." Amen. I never take no credit for nothing because I know me. I know that I'm Paul. Why would Paul say that? He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am. Not that I was, I am." When I look in the law of God and the holiness of God, he said, "I'm a wretched man." Even Isaiah said, "Woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips." He had to be cleansed. Thank God it took the tongues, it took the coals out of the tongues of Oscar, my friend, and purged him. Amen. He said, "I'm a man of unclean lips." Why did he come in this world? He come to save you. He come to save his people from their sins. Listen, friend, God done that through his son that he get glory out of your life. That's right. You can't explain what I'm preaching. You can't explain it. How that God would set a man under to preach word, deal with his heart and conviction, to show him he's lost, then save him, and then put a spirit in him, and then make him like himself. That's right. That's what he done. Amen. Listen, brother, you say, why did he come? Thank God, to be man. He come to be man amongst men. And so, he said, listen, when you see me, you've seen the Father. He said, listen, friend, somebody said, I wonder how God is. Just look at Jesus. As I had to do, he's done give an example. Just look at Jesus. That's how the Father is. Amen. Does that mean if Jesus says he's God in flesh, he said, you see me, you've seen the Father. Is the Father a friend? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus said, I've come to show you the Father. He said, show me the Father. He said, I've been so long with you, and you don't see. When you see me, you've seen the Father. Amen. You know what? Me and my wife, I'm about through. I don't want to get negative on this thing, but we sat down yesterday morning, and they had a little service on the television, and they had these people up there in them robes, you know, and all that stuff. They were sprinkling babies and stuff like that. And I told my wife, I said, if I had to go to something like that, that's a form of religion, I'd just stay here and read my Bible. Honest to be. Brother, it ain't like that. God ain't like that. God ain't like that throwing your voice. God is in his holy temple. No, God ain't like that. He's my Father. I wouldn't go to Daddy and say, Daddy, you in your holy seat. Say, Daddy, buddy, I love you. Amen. He did say, Abba Father, that means Daddy. People can't get that because they just can't get that God come in the flesh. And that's the way Jesus was. He let a woman that was an adulterous woman, amen, to bow down at his feet, Brother Danny, and wash his feet with tears and dry them with the hair of her head, amen, and kiss his feet. The God of heaven done that. He's reachable. He's touchable. He said, feel me, touch me. John said, I handled him. Get out of that religious stuff. Be who you are in Christ and love him. Your name shall be called Jesus. Most precious name, most powerful name, everything in his name. His name is who he is. Everything about Jesus, it represents him. Everything about him, Brother Keith. We can pray in his name. We can bow. Son, it don't matter where you're at. It wouldn't matter if you're here. I'll thank God for this good place. But it wouldn't matter if you're outside feeding the chickens. It don't matter. He's the same Jesus everywhere. And the Holy Spirit touched your heart and you can say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I just want to talk to you. Son, I'm telling you, if you say that, buddy, the Father listens because you can't come to him but through him. The greatest access we have, Brother Robert, as a child of God, the greatest access we have is the access to be able to talk to our Father. That's the greatest access. It's the greatest. What did he say? Pray without ceasing, because it's a continual acknowledgement in your heart that you're praying to him. Amen. Listen, you said when you prayed up there, that's a great thing. Brother, listen, why even anything you're doing, that presence of God is amongst you and in your heart and in your mind and praying and seeking his face. It's power in his name. Friend, there's power. Hey, cast out devils in his name. Even the false prophet did. Matthew 20, have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we not prophesied in thy name? Listen, friend, I'm not saying, listen to me. God uses true believers for his work. But there is some things that's been allowed in this Bible for some purpose. Even Jesus said, remember the disciples said, they not with us. He said, well, if he ain't against us, leave him alone. If he ain't against me, he's for me. Amen. If he ain't speaking against me, he's for me. It don't mean he's saved. No. Not everybody says their preacher saved anyhow. Not everybody says they're the minister of God. Does it say? He said they transformed things to angels of light. Yeah. But still, in the name of Jesus, it said, he said, have we not prophesied in thy name and cast out devils in thy name, done many wonderful works? Amen. He said in Matthew 7, depart from me, for I never knew you. Never knew you. Are you hearing me? There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Notice this. All religions are using the word God. But the true believers use the name of the Lord Jesus. Because he's our personal Lord and Savior. Right. Amen. You can go into a restaurant and say, God bless you. And everybody nod their head and say, thank you, sir. But if you go in there and say, may the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Lord and Savior of all, bless you. That's a little different to them. You know why? Because the devils hate him. That's right. There's power in his name, Jonathan. I'm going to tell you this morning. You're going to have weak times. I've got weak times. You have weak times as a Christian. But when you say the Lord Jesus, son, there's strength in that. Because you know that's your advocate and mediator. And he's a representative of our soul. Amen. Bless the Lord for it. And Joseph in a dream, thank God, got assurance that that child that was in the wife, his wife, was of the Holy Ghost. And he come in this world to save sinners. That's why he came, to die and save sinners. I'd ask you a question this morning as I close. Do you know him this morning? Do you know him? Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the word of God. Amen. Brother Redmond, have a word of prayer for us. If you need to pray, you know you can.